Kirk seemed, especially in that first third down, kind of guys under a little bit of pressure. How did you feel it went overall?
Yeah, they brought a good pressure there that, again, I haven't seen the film yet, but they got home and made it a tough play to execute and did a good job all night with their blitzes and man covers. They did a good job, and it was a good wake-up call for us to need to play better going forward.
Kirk, when you take anything? Only have 6 plays, is it how difficult is it to even get a rhythm and execute?
Yeah, we prefer to get in a rhythm over time throughout a whole game, and obviously if you have 4 quarters, you'd like to think you'd eventually get going, but we always talk about starting fast, and you can't wait until the second or third quarter to get going. Many times in the NFL, that won't be enough time. So we want to start fast, and probably didn't do enough tonight to start fast. But we talked about in Richmond a few days ago that we see different coverages and different blitzes and different fronts from defenses other than the one we're going against every day in practice. And that was true tonight. We saw a lot more man coverage, a couple different pick stunts and pressures. And those, gave us, gave us a challenge.
What can you take from this game?
I think it was a wake-up call. I think it showed us that as much as we may have been making some plays in training camp in Richmond and feeling good about what we were doing, I think it's a realization that we got a long ways to go. And I think that could be a good thing in the long run. It could be good to have that wake-up call. It could be the best thing we need right now.
Can you take something as little as starting a game quick, take this from this as far as starting quick?
Oh, we'll take a lot of things from this game. Every game we go out, every practice we go out, every rep we take, we learn something from it. And there will be a lot of lessons learned from this one. And as I said, it could be a really good thing for us in the long run looking back.
When you see those kind of pressures, and I know your defense has thrown a lot at you in practice, how different was it up front that they were doing that it made it that difficult?
Yeah, I don't know if going fully live makes a difference maybe, but the pick stunts, just picking guys and having guys wrap around and starting to come through the C gap and wrapping around to the backside A gap, that kind of thing, I think is tough. You got your running back needs to be locked in, your center needs to be locked in, your guards need to pass stuff off, and that takes reps and reps and reps, and that's why we spend so much time in weekly preparation normally watching a blitz tape and learning what a team does, because if you're not on it, it'll be what happened tonight, which is a lot of sacks, a lot of pressures, and hard to get in a rhythm.
How do you balance that, saying all that, that that's something you can prepare for and all that, versus just absolutely wanting to look better?
Sure.
Knowing all that.
Sure. We still need to put a good product on the field regardless of what we face or how little we prepare or how limited our playbook is. And that just comes down to execution. It comes down to guys being on the details. And there wasn't one phase of the game or one position that can walk away saying, oh, we had a great night tonight. I think it was all around the board. Everybody can go back and look and say, I could have done this or that better. And, again, good wake-up call for us. I think it'll give us a sense of urgency as we continue to practice and get ready for the next game.
What kind of things do you think you have to work on this week at practice?
I think, certainly protection. I'll have to get better. I think beating man coverage continues to be important. I think, as quarterbacks, getting the protection to the right place so that we are protected and we don't hopefully have to, run around or avoid any pressures because we are picked up. Throwing hot, getting rid of the football on time. All the things that, weren't executed at a high level tonight will be points of emphasis. It wasn't any one thing. It was a lot of different facets of the game.
Not to pick on one pass, but you only threw two.
Yeah.
That first one to Pryor
looked
like it had a chance. What went awry there?
Yeah, zone coverage. I felt the linebacker getting some depth initially. It's a bang-bang play, and I felt like I had to put it over him with a little bit of height. Probably more than I needed, maybe, as I look at it. But, again, trying to use Terrell's size and thought maybe if I put it up there, he can make me right, and I can play it safe and not throw it into danger. But, obviously, it was a little too high. Weren't able to come down with it. And the second play, backed up. We got a guy got loose. C.J. Mosley came through, and I'm in my own end zone. And fortunately, Rob Kelly got through quickly and turned his head around. But that one didn't allow for much time.
You obviously have gotten to work with him since the spring. What kind of things do you start learning about a guy once you start playing with him in a game?
Yeah, I think again, when you go over the middle there, and in practice you throw a ball high, they can't hit you. So you catch the ball and you move on. And in a live game, it's a different feeling. That it's real ball now. So that changes the flow of things. And there's less room for error. You don't want to leave the ball that high because you know, he won't be able to come down with it cleanly if he can get hit. So that's where, again, every facet of the game, you know, making the bang-bang play, the throw, the catch, everything's got to be that much better in live football.
Kirk, sometimes I know, again, you were only in there for a limited amount of time, but when overall as a unit you guys struggle, is that almost sometimes better in a preseason game?
Yeah.
Because you know it kind of zeroes you back in on what you have to work
on? I think so. I think it gives us an edge. I think no one's going to come to practice on Saturday feeling like they've got it made or that they haven't figured out or that this game's easy. And I didn't need that reminder, but I do think that as a unit, as an offense, we'll be reminded from this game, watching this film. And as a result, I think our Saturday practice, our Sunday practice, and our preparation for the Green Bay game will be that much better. So in the long run, it's probably a good thing. Obviously, we don't want it to persist through the preseason. It needs to be fixed. But if it is fixed, you can point back to this night as a night that probably helped us get going in the right direction.